This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, some catching up to do here at Twin Peaks. First of all, Jason and Livonia, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate your loyal listenership. You got to work on your girlfriend, Stephanie, who gets sick of listening to us all the time. Stephanie, you got to get on board. Carson Anderson, every day from 10 to 2 here on 97.1 The Ticket. And guess who just walked in?
My man, DJ.
DJ, who called our show and has led to quite a bit of jokes at my expense. Because DJ admitted that he made the trek to Turkey to get the hair implants, and DJ's looking good.
When we first heard that, we thought, oh, this is a joke, right?
Yes.
And then he's like, no, man, I went to Turkey.
Yeah, he went to Turkey.
like Turkey, the country? Yeah.
And he was in Turkey with a bunch of other dudes just
bunch
like him that have made the trek to Turkey to get the implants, or the hair, what is it, repurposing, like they take the hair from somewhere else in your body. I don't know.
The back of the head and put it in the top.
Yeah, it's working for DJ, as we just saw. And I went home and I asked the wife, honey, would you love me more if? And she said no. So I will not be making the trek.
Come on, Doug. You're not inspired. You see right in front of you.
It looks good on him.
Don't you look at your oldest son and say, wow, that's a nice head of hair?
Yep.
I actually look at my oldest son and says, he's going to join the club.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Early.
Look.
Kids of power
early, man. Jeez.
She likes the clean shaven look.
Well, she has no choice.
Well, she does. She could send her husband to Turkey, but she says she likes a clean shaven look, and DJ is just about the smoothest MF-er in here, isn't he?
He's pretty smooth.
Yeah. All right, Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket, March Madness. It's the second full day of action, and it's minutes away from getting underway. You got Baylor and Mississippi State playing from Raleigh, North Carolina, tipping off in about 10 minutes. You got Cleveland, where Robert Morris takes on Alabama, the 15 versus the 2. Then after 1 o'clock, it's 14-seeded Lipscomb and 3rd-seeded Iowa State. That's from Milwaukee, and 2 o'clock tip, it's Colorado State and Memphis, a 12 versus a 5 from Seattle. And, of course, when all four are going on, they will have all four being streamed in here at Twin Peaks. In Madison Heights, last 2 hours to get registered to win the 98-inch TV we're giving away courtesy of ABC Warehouse. Outstanding food. Of course, we took advantage yesterday. Absolutely love the Chipotle chicken. You had the fish tacos, correct?
I did. Yep. The blackened fish tacos.
Today I'm going salmon, and you are?
I'm going to go with just some queso chips and salsa.
Gotcha.
I like that salsa so much yesterday, I want to have some more.
Well, there you go. And the beer is being poured currently at 28.1 degrees.
Cool. What'd you order me?
I did not order you a beer, my friend.
What?
I did not order you a beer. We're staying sober here on the Carson Anderson.
What about the shots?
Well, that's a whole other story, right? You want to load up? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I just want to try one.
Start smashing tequila over here.
I mean, the fact is, they're part of the sponsorship of this show today.
They are part of the sponsorship, so
I feel like I feel like it's necessary.
All right, shots are necessary here on Carson Anderson.
Yeah.
No, nobody get us shots. Nobody get us shots.
No, I can get my
own.
I don't
want that misinterpreted. Yes.
I can flag somebody down.
All right, so March Madness, if you missed it, we kind of went in depth on the Michigan UCSD game last night. Look. You could see the size and the physical difference between these two teams. But I think we saw what has become a staple of this Michigan team, a constant battle between a very good version of themselves and a very frustrating version of themselves, constantly in battle with one another. even when they were building the 15-point lead, they were turning it over too much. Then down the stretch, free throw shooting probably made that game closer than it should have been. UCSD held in check from the perimeter for most of the game. Got hot late, made it close. But, hey, college basketball, March, it's a pass-fail scale. They passed.
This is true. And I think if you're a Michigan fan, you have to be happy about two things. One, you advanced. And secondly is that the reason you advanced is your defense was stifling. And that's a good shooting team that you held under 40% and really kind of frustrated them. I mean, to point down, at the end of that game, the last couple minutes of that game, they were launching like 25-foot to 30-foot three-point shots. Like, why would you do that? I mean, move up closer to the line. You don't need to launch from that far back. But Michigan had just confused them all day long, all night long. And that's what they panicked. And they start launching them from that distance that late in the game when maybe a two-point shot would be more prudent. But, you know, Michigan's defense dictated what they were going to end up doing.
Dusty May said they kind of caught on to what San Diego State was doing with a play that they were calling out Luka, and him and his staff on the sideline were like, okay, what is Luka? And they figured out it was ISO for the McGuy kid, and so they heard that play call a lot late in that game.
Were they stealing signs?
Don't even start. When they heard that play call, they knew what was coming, and it helped them defend that in the latter moments of that game. He also said something hysterical that turned out not to be an issue. Dusty May has kind of a scratchy voice. I know somebody like that. And he said they had a trigger when to foul because they had a three-point lead. So he was going to scream from the sidelines when to foul when the clock got to a certain point to make them shoot free throws down three so they couldn't get a game-tying shot. He was trying his best to get that message to Danny Wolf with 8 seconds to go, foul. But he said at that point he had no voice left. So he was screaming foul. But amongst the ambient noise in the arena, them being at the far end, Danny Wolf didn't hear him.
He couldn't get through the din.
Yes. But one of the most satisfying parts of that game that I think is a great story of redemption is for Trey Donaldson. A year ago, Trey Donaldson played for that Auburn team that was a 14 seed or a 3 seed and lost to a 14th seeded Yale team. And leading up to this, Danny Wolf, who played with Yale, and Trey Donaldson, who played with Auburn, now both play at Michigan, questions were asked of Danny Wolf. Hey, a year ago, you were the underdog. What's that like? How do you avoid it? And then somebody said to Trey Donaldson, what did you learn from being the favorite? And Trey Donaldson, every time he's asked about last year, says, I'm not thinking about last year. I'm not focused on last year. It's all about this year. Well, last year, there were 6 seconds to go in that Yale-Auburn game, and Trey Donaldson was on the line shooting two, down two, and he missed them both. And that had to sting. 1 year later, he's the guy that stepped up and hit the, probably for Michigan, the biggest shot of the game. When UCSD took the lead, he's the guy that drained the three to give the lead right back to Michigan. And quickly, you pointed out earlier in the show, he was also the one that had the clutch shot to beat Maryland in the Big Ten tournament. Story of redemption there for Trey Donaldson.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him. And I was wondering if Michigan was going to get to this situation where they were trailing at the end.
Yeah.
What he would do, was he going to try to play hero ball, or is this the guy that you legitimately need to lean on?
Do you make the play? You know, so we asked Michigan fans this question. They're 11-0 in the last 2 months in games decided by 4 points or less. That stat in a vacuum would imply they're a clutch team. I'm not sure that's how the fans look at them. I think the fans feel like they make everything more difficult than it needs to be. But how do you interpret that stat, Michigan fans? Spartans. Do want to hear from Michigan State fans today, especially if you're on the road to Cleveland, if you've started your drive. Where are you right now, and what do you expect tonight? Gator, what do you expect tonight? Michigan State, heavy favorite against a Bryant team, mid-major out of the America East.
Well, I expect Michigan State to have I would say, maybe 8 to 10-point lead at halftime, and then to step on their throats in the second half and end up winning this game by close to 20 points. It's just feels like it's Michigan State basketball, is that the second half of games, they're so good defensively. and they just frustrate the hell out of teams. So I think this should be a, not, I'm not going to say an easy win for Michigan State, but I think that they should handle this game.
Yeah, look, they are obviously pretty darn talented. They've got the elite, emerging elite player in Jace Richardson. And you talk about really good timing. Michigan State right before that stretch run where they were playing that gauntlet of the schedule and looked like they had a steep climb to the top of the Big Ten. What did they do? They started draining three-pointers. Useful draining three-pointers.
Yeah. Well, if you know, Doug, if you can make a basket that's worth one more point than other baskets, you know, from within like 20 feet, you get an extra point. And that can help you out.
My man is improving with his math skills.
Thank you.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. All right, Spartan fans, you're making your way down there. Where are you and what do you expect tonight? Michigan fans, we got that question looming out there as well. 248-539-9797. About to get the day two full day of March Madness underway here from Twin Peaks in Madison Heights. Gotta love it. FanDuel is turning up the excitement even higher for college basketball through the first two rounds of the tournament. Bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you'll win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. Now, that's an upset you will not be upset about. FanDuel is the best place to bet on the tourney. You can bet on everything from spreads to money lines to team totals, plus so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/Doug to download America's number one sports book today and back your dog of the day, because in March, anything can happen. Must be 21 years of age or older and present in Michigan. Opt-in is required. Winning pre-live money line wager on lowest seed required. Each $1 million jackpot to be split equally amongst all eligible winners. Bonus bets are non-withdrawable and expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. So you never know who might show up here at Twin Peaks, and we have a very special guest who just stopped by. His name is Mike Stone, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, how are you?
I'm very relaxed.
Yeah.
Spent a few weeks in Florida.
Yeah.
And getting ready to work with Gator, because you're going somewhere, I guess, next week.
Florida.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah, last spring
the
training,
weather, the
spring
been
training
amazing.
Trip for boy. But
the weather's been amazing.
So when do I go to Florida? Sorry, when do I go to Florida?
Whenever you want.
All right.
Yeah. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Yeah,
you know,
good.
Yeah, it's, you know, running the annual pool, as always.
Yeah, I didn't get in.
So yeah, how much is it?
$10.
$10, okay.
Yeah. How much is the pot?
I haven't added it up yet. There's approximately 200 people in it, so it'll be like usually $1,200 for the winner, and it, you know, something like that. It goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you owe me $10.
Okay.
I'll see you next week.
This is the 40th year I think I've done this.
Wow.
First one was my last year in Washington when Louisville won in 86.
Wow. With Never Nervous Purvis?
Purvis Ellis?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Against Duke, right? Was that a Danny Ferry Duke team?
I believe so.
Johnny Dawkins.
Mm-hmm. Mark Allery, Jay Billis, maybe. Maybe it was that.
I think
you
might be right. Was that wasn't Amaker. Was Amaker? Might have been Amaker.
Maybe.
That might have been pre-Amaker. But whatever.
Don't try to outdo me from yesterday.
Dude, what he accomplished yesterday.
What?
He named all three superstars on the Georgia Tech team that beat Michigan State. And I believe, was that in New Orleans?
I don't
Kenny
remember.
Anderson's
was
foot was
Kenny
on the
Anderson,
line. Dennis, after the
Dennis
buzzer.
Scott and Dalrymple was on that team,
no,
too?
No, I don't think so.
Who was the third? Oh, it was. It wasn't Mark Price. That was Sally and those guys before that. It was Dennis Scott, Kenny Anderson, and...
Five.
Four. Give me his initials.
Was it B.O.? B.O.?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Last name is what I remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, Oliver.
Oh,
I think it was Brian Oliver.
Oliver. Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Ivana Newbill.
Yeah, right. We found out he was on that
Piston.
Team.
Yeah, exactly. So I do want to ask Mike Stone.
Yes.
Your team, American.
Yes.
Made the big dance.
American.
Well, it was, you know, I was away for a while, so we had a little college reunion down in Florida, so I watched the Patriot League championship game with four of my closest friends where they actually got there. That was pretty cool. And got back in time to watch. And if they would have played, if I would have come back the day earlier, it was already in Detroit, I would have drove to Dayton for the game. But I watched it on television, and once, not to make excuses, but once the best player got hurt like 3 minutes into the game and was limping and then didn't play.
Here we go.
It was over. I thought that Mount St. Mary's was a better team anyway because their conference was better. This is not a good year for the great Patriot League. Colgate's usually really good. They weren't.
Yeah. But hey, what happened to Colgate?
They got outdone by Crest.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Bucknell isn't the same.
No. So. But, yeah, it was not a good year. But, hey, they went there. It's the fourth time ever. They're 0-4, but at least hopefully I won't have to wait another 14 years.
Mike Stone with us here, Madison Heights, Twin Peaks. Game's underway. The Michigan game last night, any thoughts? Make your freaking free throws. I mean, it's like when you watch Michigan play, it's like the same thing every game. They have these nice leads, and they throw it away, literally, with all their turnovers. And then down the stretch, missing free throws, and then they somehow come up with a way to win the game. And, man, I got in a major Twitter dispute last week.
Stony Twitter war.
That's productive.
Because after the Big Ten championship game, when the seedings came out, and I thought Michigan should have been seeded better than 5, maybe 4. But even though analytically and metrically and all that stuff, Michigan was probably better. My eye test said I still thought Wisconsin was a better basketball team than Michigan, even though they beat them twice. And the vitriol I got was, I'll go to bed, old man, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know.
Was it late?
No, it wasn't even that late. You know, it's just eye test. I mean,
you just don't.
Yeah. They are a tough watch, but you got to give them credit for what they've been able to do down the stretch.
The stat we had earlier is one that I would think would instill confidence, but I'm not sure that this team does, and that's 11-0 in the last 2 months in games 4 points or less. But I think people just think it's makes it closer than it needs to be. Michigan State taking on Bryant tonight. Thoughts on the Spartan team, Stone?
Well, they are probably deeper than any team in this tournament. Bryant, from what I understand, not that big. A lot of positionless players. Coached by Phil Martelli's son. So you know they'll be, if genetics have anything to do with it, they'll be well prepared because Martelli was a really good coach. I think like a lot of these, 2-15 games, Michigan State will struggle a little bit early and then they'll just pull away and probably cover the spread.
I would debate whether you say they're not that big. They go 6'6", 6'6" in the backcourt, 6'8", 6'9", 6'11" up front.
Okay, well, shame on me, but I just read that they were all positionalists, so maybe
that they
I
are.
Thought, yes.
Well, they're a high-possession team. They like to get out and run and force you to play at a frenetic pace.
Right.
But
and they don't have that kid who was transferred there from St. Peter's years ago with that weird mustache.
Dukovich?
I don't remember his name. He was part of the Peacocks that beat up Kentucky or whatever.
The kid's name was Doug something. I remember the St. Peter's kid with the dirt stash.
Yeah. And he transferred
I
believe.
There's not a lot of Dougs out there, so when I see one that's representing for the brand, I root for that guy.
I get it.
So Izzo, March, Cleveland, good draw, close enough.
Yes.
People can drive. I mean, it's all there for them.
Yes. I think it's they've a really good draw. I think they're set up, obviously, to win games to get to the Final Four.
Well, it's a 10 o'clock start tonight on a Friday night. The crowd is traveling. I think it's going to be fueled.
Yes.
One might say.
So does Rico get off the air at 6 and make the drive?
Sure. Why wouldn't he?
I don't. Of course he would.
But it's a 2.5-hour drive.
I know.
Yeah, 3 hours. He's got this.
Yeah. They should win it. So far, the Big Ten's undefeated, right?
I always got a question.
Yeah,
who's in the Big Ten
UCLA
now?
UCLA won.
Yeah.
That's bigger than I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, Purdue and Wisconsin
and Michigan
all won.
Yeah, so a good start for the conference.
Indeed. I was cracking up yesterday. They were doing the studio show, and the host turned to Chuck and said, "If you've been watching the SEC all year, you know." And I'm thinking to myself, Chuck hasn't been watching the SEC.
That's Auburn. That's his team.
He watches Auburn, and I think Chuck actually pays a lot more attention to the National Hockey League than he does to college basketball.
He might. He might. Any other thoughts? How's your bracket looking?
I don't know. It's okay. I mean, I had a couple, but I have two, so who cares? Two brackets, so I'm not going to talk.
Okay.
He knows the rule.
That's right.
He knows the rule.
It's no big deal. I mean,
did you do anything crazy?
Crazy? No. Well, Clemson screwed me. I didn't have that upset in both of them, but I did have the other. I had what was the other one? I had lost on Utah.
Kansas.
Yes, I had Kansas losing. Yes, which is a
good thing. Oh, yeah, Kansas losing. Look at you. Okay.
Yes. Well, anytime you can have Hunter Dickinson out is a good thing.
I just can't wait to see where he's going to transfer to next.
Yeah, someplace in Poland to play basketball. He ain't playing in the NBA.
Check his bank account.
Very well might be.
It really hurt me.
Yeah. Did he?
I had Kansas going to the Final Four, man.
Yeah.
Really? This Kansas
took a chance.
I know. That's what
because you know why, Stoney? Because their ceiling is extraordinarily high with the talent they have.
Right. I think there was a UConn team like that years ago.
Yeah.
That was elite to enter the season, struggled, went in the tournament as a 9 seed, won it all.
I feel like it's like Louisville has done that and Kentucky has done that.
I think you're right. I think those are teams that have made those runs.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
Well, Mike, always good to see you.
Hey, good to be seen. Now I'm going to go have a beer and some lunch.
Yeah. It's a good spot.
It is a good spot.
Yep.
Good scenery.
Yes. There's a TV over there, too.
I know. Oh, we got the Michigan women's game's on, too?
Yeah. Yeah. Not for long until that second game starts, but it's on for now. They're trailing at the half, 37-32. Mike Stone, ladies and gentlemen, joining
Thank
us
you.
At,
Enjoy. Everybody should come out here. It's a great time.
Twin Peaks here in Madison Heights. Okay, just to let people know, you've got about 90 minutes left to come in and get registered for the 98-inch TV that we are giving away. That with a drawing at 2 o'clock. Gator, your TV is not quite that big?
No. Oh, no.
But it is.
I'm about 20 inches shy, Doctor.
Well, people can register and win that, so come in and see the street team to the left of the front door. Thanks to ABC Warehouse for that. Also, outstanding menu. I'm about to get into this salmon here. Gator's got some queso and chips. We got another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That coming up today at 12:35. So that to look forward to as well. NFL, there is the possibility of a trade the Lions could make and a list of available players via trade. We will get to that and see if any of them make sense for the Detroit Lions. That coming up today in the 1 o'clock hour here on Carson Anderson. We got Tigers in less than a week. Man, busy time. But March Madness back underway here at Twin Peaks. Are you going to eat that 10 minutes away? It's Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator, you asked an interesting question on your show sheet. After yesterday, the Boston Celtics sold for a record $6.1 billion, you asked the question, which franchise outside of Detroit would you like to buy? And I'm thinking to myself, all right, which franchise would I like to buy? I'm a San Diego Padre fan. Sweet stadium, great town. I'd probably go with the Padres. But then, am I doing it because I love a team, or am I doing it because I love the city, or am I doing it as an investment? And I'm not sure that's the best buy, although it'd be great to live in San Diego. I do like San Diego. Do you have an answer to this question?
I think I do. And it's kind of a two-part thing. I would like to buy the Tampa Bay Rays.
Ooh.
And move them to Nashville.
Okay.
And my reasoning is, I want to build the new stadium.
Right.
And I want to build the stadium the way that I want the stadium built.
Right.
And not too big. I don't need a 60,000-seat stadium for baseball. I need it to be the best experience for the fan that you can find?
You know, I like this, and I want to change my answer. I want to buy the L.A. Dodgers and ruin them.
Not spend a dime?
You okay with that?
I'm fine with that. Yeah, you want to run on the ground?
I think also like to buy the Yankees.
The Yankees
same reason.
Do the same thing? Sure,
yeah.
Sure. No, but I figured, I was thinking about a city you'd like to go to. And if I kept the Rays in Tampa, I could build a stadium there as well. But it's Florida, and it's just you're asking for trouble, and I don't want to deal with that. So I thought Nashville, that's a happening city. That's a lot of fun. It's a destination. Why not add baseball to the mix?
You do realize that if you bought a team and immediately moved them, and in the case of the Tampa Bay Rays, you would piss off hundreds of people.
I know. That's the thing, is that I'd be feeling the wrath of several dozen diehard Tampa Bay Ray fans.
Yeah. Kang, if you were to buy one professional team, which team would you buy and why?
Does it have to be one of the four majors?
Nope.
F1, baby.
Oh.
F1 team.
Wow.
I don't even know anything about cars.
Just to live that lifestyle?
That's right. How does the other side live? I don't know. Ask me when I buy my F1 team.
Yeah. I think most of them are money sinkholes. But right, I think if you can afford to buy an F1 team, you're talking weeks first class in Monaco.
Yeah, meet me in Monaco. But if it's one of the four majors, it'd probably be the Vegas Raiders.
Solid call.
But if they get a basketball team, I'd do the Vegas basketball team. Which is probably the Mavericks. They're moving to Vegas, right? That's the conspiracy. That's why they traded Luka.
Right, exactly.
Dude, I got to tell you, one way you could be a hero to a city is buying the Mavericks and fixing that mess. You come in with a clean slate. Fans right now would love
I got an idea.
Fire the GM.
Buy the team and trade for Luka.
What would it take for the Mavericks to get Luka back right now?
You offer them the same pack and they laugh at you.
What do you say?
Who would do that? We don't want Anthony Davis and Max Christie.
We didn't want him in the first place.
Prank caller.
Right? Well, if you want to share what team you would buy with your $6.1 billion and why.
And why, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, what's the reasoning behind?
Text us at 248-539-9797. Gator,
I mean, you'd want to see a baseball game in Nashville, wouldn't you?
Dude, your answer's brilliant. And Nashville is a up-and-comer it's kind of already arrived.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's even an up-and-comer, but I think a baseball team there would do very, very well. Are you ready for another edition, or are you going to eat that?
I am.
All right. Special Easter / Twin Peaks edition of Are You Going to Eat That? As we are at Twin Peaks in Madison Heights. Gator, you've heard of Skippy peanut butter.
Yes.
Yes.
The inferior peanut butter to Jif.
Okay. Well.
Still good.
Whoa.
It's still good.
Whoa.
But it's not as good as Jif.
I will not take that slander on my watch, my friend.
Oh, you're a Skippy guy?
I actually don't really care. I love all peanut butter. They're coming out with a seasonal favorite. Skippy has got a peanut butter bunny. It contains less peanut butter than the Reese's version, but the overall quality of the peanut butter is better in the Skippy peanut butter bunny. The Skippy peanut butter bunny for Easter. Cater, are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I try it. I'm a sucker for the Easter bunny stuff around Easter. So I'm curious to see what the actual genuine product with actual Skippy peanut butter in there it would taste like. I think it'd be really good, so I'd try it, even if it's less.
Kang, the Skippy peanut butter bunny, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm in. It sounds, I don't discriminate with peanut butter, my friend. I like it all, so yeah. My question to you, Gators, do you start with the ear or do you go to the feet? Like, where do you eat? Where do you start with the bunny?
That's a great question. I think ears.
The ears, always the ears, right?
Just bite the head off right away. I mean, it depends how big the thing is, right?
I would actually eat this.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, peanut butter and chocolate is the greatest marriage in the history of combining things.
Yeah, it really is. So, you'd be under suspicion if you didn't.
Now, I have no strategy because I would have no clue where to even start, but yes.
Again, it depends on the size of the bunny.
Sounds very good. Available at White Sox games this season. White Sox games. The Celebration Cake Shake. This is birthday cake ice cream, confetti cake crumbles, maraschino cherry, topped with a pinwheel cookie in a milkshake. Milkshake. Birthday cake ice cream turned into a milkshake. Confetti cake crumbles, maraschino cherry, top with a pinwheel cookie. Gator?
Look, I'll try it.
The celebration cake shake you are in.
I'll definitely try it, but I have a feeling I'm not going to think it's the greatest thing in the world. I think it's going to be way too sweet, but I got to try it and find out. You might be surprised.
Can you?
Yeah, I'd definitely try it, but I agree with the fact that it might be too sweet, which means I probably won't finish it, but I'm definitely trying this. It sounds exactly like what I thought it would.
You know, it's funny. I'm thinking about, okay, I'm at a game. I'm walking to the concession stand. This is up there, and I will promptly order a beer. I would probably not get this at all. Next up, this one's kind of hard to describe because the description isn't, but I saw a picture of it. The Mariners are debuting something at their home games this year called the What Up Corn Dog. The What Up Corn Dog is blue. It's Mariner blue on the outside. It's a corn dog with a
blue cornmeal?
Honey battered corn dog. Blue honey battered corn dog with a spicy crunch served with nacho cheese.
100%.
Here's
give me at least two.
At least two?
First of all, I haven't met too many corn dogs I didn't like.
Yep.
I love the corn dog.
Okay.
And if I'm at a ballpark, I'm probably going to want to have a couple of those, you know, one at a time.
Okay.
Because you don't want the corn dog to sit around and then get cold, and then you go for it. So, yeah, it sounds delicious.
Kang, you?
You know, I'm kind of turned off by the blue color, but I do like a good corn dog. I love to dip things. Nacho cheese, one of the things I love to dip things in. So I'll try it. I will definitely try this.
Okay. For obvious reasons, I would not.
For obvious reasons, you want it, right?
Well, a turkey dog.
I suppose I might then. I don't like turkey dogs.
Yeah, they're not good.
They're not. There's some chicken sausages.
What about tofu?
It's not a corn dog.
It's not a dog.
Yeah, it's not a dog.
But
you like
turkey
tofurky?
Dogs, no.
Oh, tofurky dog.
No, never
have. A tofurky corn dog.
Yeah.
Never have and probably never will. Okay. All right. Next up, have you heard of Walk-Ons? It's like a sports bar. I don't think we have one here in Detroit.
No, I mean, I now you say sports bar, sure. I mean, I've heard of walk-on athletes, yes.
But there's a sports bar called Walk-Ons. They got something called a Devils on Horseback. This is a reworked version of a staple at the restaurant with butterflied shrimp stuffed with cream cheese and jalapeno pepper wrapped in bacon, grilled and tossed in hot honey. So butterflied shrimp,
yeah,
stuffed with cream cheese, jalapeno pepper wrapped in bacon, grilled and tossed in hot honey.
It's interesting. Yeah, I would absolutely try it. It sounds like this is something that should be battered and then deep fried.
Well, you want to make it better.
Well, no, I just when you're going to stuff shrimp with cream cheese, that it sounds like that should be all in some kind of like dumpling type thing, right?
Yep. Kang, would you try this thing?
Yeah, I'm in. It's not deep fried, so it's a regular shrimp.
It's a grilled shrimp.
Yeah, I agree with you, Gator. I actually wish it was battered and deep fried, actually. But I'll still try it.
Yeah, more like a crab rangoon type thing,
yeah,
except it was with shrimp.
Yeah.
That's what I was envisioning.
Uh-huh. I would get it without the bacon. And finally, Gator, from here at Twin Peaks, we present the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cheesecake. Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cheesecake. Described, and Gator actually has one now in hand, described as it's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cheesecake, as the name, topped with rum chata sauce, whipped cream, Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. Gator, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cheesecake.
It was terrible. I wouldn't do that.
You could probably only have two. Mm. Kang, would you try it?
I love cheesecake, man. I like cheesecake more than regular cake, so I'm all in.
You like cinnamon?
Well, I'm not a tiger.
You like
tigers
rum-chata?
Hate cinnamon. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try some. Oh, my God.
I mean, that's trouble. Just trying to make sure I get a little more rum chata there. There you go.
So I'm a yes. My God, am I a yes. That is so good. Wow. Now, Cinnamon Toast Crunch as a cereal, standalone, is like candy for breakfast. This is like candy for dessert. And on a scale of 1 to 10, Gator, what do you put that at?
That's an 8.5.
I give it a 10, but it's probably because I don't eat a ton of sweets. That thing is decadent. All right, thank you to Twin Peaks for this. We highly recommend the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cheesecake. All right, 248-539-9797. We asked the question, if you were to buy a sports team, the Celtics sold yesterday for $6.1
billion. What else are we trying?
That's it. Outside of Detroit, if you were to buy a team, which team would you buy and why? Want to get some of your feedback? 248-539-9797. List of players that could be traded. Do any of them make sense for the Lions? We'll get to that today at 105 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so Celtics sell this week for $6.1 billion. You asked the question, Gator, if you could buy a pro franchise outside of Detroit, and we're not limited to the Big Four, what would you buy? What team would you buy? From listener Scott, along the lines of Kang, I'd like to own a NASCAR team, living like Kang but in a less stuffy crowd, shake and bake.
There you go. First, your last.
Next here, I would buy the Patriots and run it like Jerry Jones, my own fantasy team, starting with Joe Milton. That's from Aaron.
Okay, good luck with that.
Come on, Gator, keep the team in Florida. You could do a coconut and machete night.
That's what I'm scared of.
That's why you're moving it out of?
Yeah, got to keep it out of there. Okay. No machetes, no coconuts.
Yep. Ryan and Ipsy, the real question is, will Doug skip basketball tonight to watch the Severance finale? That's from Ryan and Ipsy. And the answer is no. I'm not. The Severance finale's out already, right?
I think it, came out.
Why am I asking you?
Well, because I actually saw something on Twitter this morning. I think it just came out, yeah.
Oh, attaboy.
You want me to tell you what happens?
No, I don't.
You sure?
No, Ryan, no, I won't. But I will be probably taking it in tomorrow at some point. The Cowboys.
Something big that happens.
I said don't give it away.
Well, you're not going to believe it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'd buy the Cowboys just to get it away from Jerry Jones. That's from Earl in Detroit. I'd buy an up-and-coming team called the Watermelon Sharks. Tons of potential, and they're close to hiring a great new coach, Kang. That's from Billy in Rochester.
I think you can get them on the cheap.
Definitely not on the cheap.
No, you think that's gonna be expensive?
Yes, very.
I would buy the Clippers and move them to Vegas and change their name to the Las Vegas Fortune. Las Vegas Fortune.
It's not bad.
Here's the thing about the Clippers. They literally just moved into a brand new billion-dollar building. That would be,
no longer sharing.
Yeah, that would be pretty amazing if they stayed there for 1 year. I'd buy the Bengals, I'd move them to Grand Rapids, and change the black to blue. That's kind of random.
The Bengals?
Yeah.
So you'd have blue and orange?
Yep, and two teams in the state of Michigan. I think this is like a 1970 through 2023 answer. I'd move an NFL team to our state that we could jump on board. That's a 1970.
Right, prior to the Lions actually getting their act together and being a good franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah, and listen, if you're going to put a franchise in the state, another franchise, Grand Rapids is a great area to do it.
Yes, that is true.
Would it be a dome? Would it be a retractable roof? Would it be open air?
I don't know. We got to see the artist renderings.
Oh, those would be sweet. The brewery's getting involved.
Oh, sure. Alex and Howell. I'd buy the Toronto Maple Leafs and run those bastards right into the ground, purely out of spite.
Well, I mean, you don't have to do much, right? I mean, just keep they make the playoffs, they just don't succeed in the playoffs.
Just keep the train on the tracks.
Right.
Repeat their constant frustration.
You know, it's something that doesn't get talked about enough because we really don't care too much about the Toronto Maple Leafs. But getting tickets to see them play in Toronto is, like, impossible.
It's insanity.
They're hundreds of dollars a piece.
The worst seats in the house. I mean, I don't remember the exact amount. I remember thinking we were going to Toronto. I was like, oh, cool, the Maple Leafs are in town. We'll just get tickets and go. I'd have to, like, be wealthy enough to buy a Formula One team before I'd want to buy tickets to go to a Maple Leaf game. They were so expensive and terrible seats. Here's a great answer. I like this one. I'd buy the rights to an NBA expansion team, and I would put them in Seattle to bring the Supersonics back. You'd be a hero back there forever with the fans.
Bring back the uniform. Those uniforms are great.
Dude,
the green, yellow, and white. Love them.
I don't think it's an underrated city. I think it's just a city that is – maybe it is underrated. Seattle's great. Seattle's great.
You got – the rain factor is huge, but in the summertime,
yeah,
there's like 2 months where it might be the most beautiful place in the United States.
Yep.
And then it abruptly shuts down, and here comes the rain again. And then it becomes the most depressing place in the United States.
My daughter got into, and we visited the University of Washington. I committed.
No, you committed?
Yeah.
You were like, here we go?
She did not. And the out-of-state tuition would have
yeah, that would have.
That's a sting. But if she loved it, like, okay.
You had to start your own cryptocurrency.
She didn't love it. And I can't say that it was our bank account was appreciative of that. But beautiful city. I would buy the Browns and immediately trade Myles Garrett to Detroit for a 7th-round pick. And I would eat the entire contract. That's from Corey and Holly. Some elite-level subterfuge right there.
I like that. It's well done.
Yeah. Good answer. I would buy the Tampa Rays and move them to Detroit, New York, and Chicago. I didn't see the period there. I would buy the Tampa Rays and move them to Detroit. New York and Chicago has 2 teams. What about Detroit? I got to tell you, even though they've been frustrating, I think people were kind of serious about moving in a second NFL team. They'd love to do that when the Lions were frustrating. Nobody's ever replacing the Tigers. They're not.
No.
No. I mean, too much history.
Yeah, and look, there's a reason that cities have 2 teams.
Yep.
They're giant cities.
Yep.
They can afford that. And, you know, you think about Chicago, you got a whole north side, south side thing. New York has 175 million people there, so you get it.
Yeah. So, if you want to continue with this, 248-539-9797, if you could buy any professional sports team outside of Detroit, like the Celtics sold yesterday, or was it yesterday or Wednesday, whatever, who would you buy and why? The Wings, they don't play till tomorrow night in Vegas, as they have some time off this week in what we call a four-game do-or-die stretch. Couldn't lose any ground. It's not going well. They shut out Vegas last weekend. How do you feel about this game?
Well, they're going to be without Soderblom and without Gustafson. So that means 2 other guys going to have to get a shot. Looks like Austin Watson has been recalled from Grand Rapids. They brought up another player as well, Rafferty, I think. But they've got Logeson is up here. He's been up here. Imagine he gets the turn on defense. We'll see if it's Watson or Schein on that fourth line. It moves things around. With no Soderblom, it means that Rasmussen goes to the top line to play with Lucas Raymond and Dylan Larkin. We'll see how that works out because, you know, I think Ras has some offensive talent, but it just hasn't really been tapped into. Maybe because he's been, you know, relegated to third and fourth line his whole career, basically, and you're asked to be more defensive-minded there, but now he's going to be up on the top line, it looks like. That's who he was skating with. So we'll see how he does in that form. Also interesting to note that Jeff Petrie is skating. He's healthy. That McClellan said he won't play in Vegas, but he is making the trip. So maybe the second game, the second leg of the trip, we could see the return of Jeff Petrie. And does that help this team out? I know he's a much maligned player, but he is a guy that's got a bunch of experience. And is he better than, you know, one of the defensemen on your final pair? That's just, if he's an improvement, then yeah, let's see it.
Y'all better win a game.
Yeah, that's how it is.
And unfortunately, I've lost a little bit of my my edge for this team. As I like to say, it's, you know, just instinctively, the task it would be to make the playoffs right now. I just don't. It's mathematically possible, but I've kind of authentically started to think they're not going to do it.
White guy in shorts.
It is white guy in shorts, which is unfortunate because. I thought this was going to be the team. I thought this team was going to go to the playoffs. I really did.
Well, I still can. I just, you know, I don't have a strong belief that's going to be the case. I think hope has overtaken belief.
Yeah.
That's where they're at this point. And it's, look, I think that when you look at diehard fans, I think even the diehard fans recognize what a tall task it is. You know, you got the homers that are always going to be there. But then there's some diehard fans that look at it a little bit more objectively.
Yeah.
And it's a tough schedule the rest of the way. It's really tough the rest of the way. And battling through injuries now, that doesn't bode well either. And that you're fighting with six other teams for the same final spot. And then the fact that you only have two games against teams that you're fighting with, that's tough.
All right, we have some news in the National Football League. Aaron Rodgers in a team's facility. You don't want him in Minnesota. We'll update that at 102 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.